Now with Kirk and Marianne, here's number 21, Ladarius Webb.
Yeah. What's happening, people? Live here at Iron Rooster, McHenry Row.
Yes.
And the crowd is getting bigger every week. It's only week two, but two victories in two games.
Yeah.
Eight turnovers, eight interceptions in 2 weeks is outrageous. I don't even know. I think there's only two other teams that have done that.
Yeah, it's not just wins. It's big wins. Big stuff is happening. Everybody's really excited.
And they're getting on that plane and going to London.
Uh-huh. And they didn't want to talk about it last week. Now we could talk about it.
You know, it's just,
I get it.
It's one game at a time.
Yes.
You get Focus. That tunnel vision.
Danielson.
A lot of sponsors are out here. And
oh, yeah.
We're going to get to them a little later on. If you are hungry and you're a Ravens fan and you like people, come on out to Iron Rooster. We'll jump into this.
It's our favorite place. We came this weekend for breakfast. It's the best.
You came and you found out about the lemon Pop-Tart.
Lemon Pop-Tarts. Welcome.
Right.
In advance.
All right. Ladarius Webb, number 21, joins us
yes.
next. His special guest, Brandon Carr, number 24. Ravens are 2-0 and on their way across the pond. Come hang out. Iron Rooster, make some
woo!
98 Rock. That's right.
Welcome, everybody, to the Ladarius Webb Show. Finally here. It's our second episode, I'm going to call it, the second Monday. We're going to be here through the entire football season. We're so excited to have you. Congratulations.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
To you personally.
Well, thank you.
Great game.
It
Not
was.
Just a win. It was an awesome, fun game.
Yes, it was.
So, I tweeted out yesterday, our co-host gets an interception every week. You're going to have 16 by the end of the year, Ladarius.
Yeah, I hope so.
Hey, what's different, man? I mean, you're just like, it's like you're magnetized to the ball. What's up?
Man, just, I'm going to put it on the guys around me. You know,
come on.
Humble.
The way they're putting pressure on the quarterback, you know, with Weddle and Tony in the back end, Jimmy and Brandon Carr lock it down on the outside. It kind of helps me out. You know, C.J. Mosley in there. I think the whole defense is playing good. I mean, yesterday wasn't a great performance for us personally. A
couple long ones.
We just felt like we could have played a lot better. We kind of had a couple of mistakes, things that we don't do. I think I could have played a lot better personally.
I love it. Don't you love to hear that guy gets an interception 2 weeks in a row? I think I could have played better personally.
Really dropped the ball there. Yeah.
That's great.
I really do.
That's what you want.
But we have a lot to improve on. But it's kind of good to improve on them when you're 2-0.
Yes.
So it'll be easier. But we still have room to grow.
Come on in. You can come in. Yeah. Let's just stand out there, Voyer. Hey, you know what I liked? Yesterday, after your interception.
It's Kirk's ADD.
You know, yeah. Bright light. It takes my attention. She's kind of fine. After your interception, who are you talking to on the sideline? Talking him up. Number 41, Anthony Levine
yeah,
Sr.
That's my guy.
You know, he comes right over to you.
Yeah,
and you guys start.
That's my boy.
Wow.
We just been tight for a long time, you know, and we kind of just been grinding, you know, being that that piece, that extra piece that the defense may need. Able to switch us both out. He helped me out a lot. I helped him out a lot. So it's good, you know. I'm happy when he make plays or anybody on the defense make plays, and that would make us so close, you know.
Yeah.
We love to see everybody make plays, you know. Tyus made a play, and we was just livid, man. We was just
Timmy Williams made a play.
Yeah, you know, when them
He's
guys
rookie,
make plays,
right?
And
yeah.
Humphreys, Marlon almost came up with an interception, you know, and when we see those things, we that would make us play better. We happy for those guys,
mm-hmm.
you know. So we have some great young guys, I would say.
You know, what's cool is now that we've done one and some of the second Ladarius Webb show out of camp, I say, what's up, Ladarius? He's like, hey, what's up? Now it's like, now we're boys.
Yeah.
Getting
yeah.
there. It's a slow process.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Well,
We're getting there.
Yeah.
Hey, quick story. Anthony Booger McFarland, I worked with him in Tampa,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, man, Booger this, Booger that. Do you mind if I call you Booger? And he said, let me put it this way. My good friends call me Booger. I say, hey, Anthony. All right. Ladarius Webb Show is on. We got to talk about Marshall Yonda going down. That was a tough move.
Yeah.
Getting ready to go over to London and rising in the power rankings. There's a lot to get to. And Brandon Carr, number 24, scheduled to appear. He may be here lurking.
See you later.
All right, it's a Ladarius Webb Show live from Iron Rooster, McHenry Row.
Yeah.
98 Rock. It's Kirk and Marianne with a Ladarius Webb Show, number 21. Thanks to our friends at Vibrancy 21 and Ladarius 2-0. You know, you guys celebrate a little bit after the game yesterday? Because I know you don't have long to celebrate. You got to think about Jacksonville.
Well, I didn't do any celebrating with the teammates. Well, I went and grabbed something to eat with Terrence West and Anthony Levine with our families. But after that, I went to the house and just kicked it with the babies.
Nice. What a guy.
Big injury yesterday to Marshall Yanda, one of the toughest guys on the team. That had to be sort of, I mean, you get the win, but losing a guy like that, it's got to hurt.
Yeah, losing Marshall is tough. I can't just be like, well, hey, we can find somebody
next
to replace, you know, next man up. That's what we do, you know, and which is some truth to that, which is going to be the next man up, and we're going to believe in him just as much. But you can't replace Marshall Yanda. I don't care who you get. His leadership, his presence, just him, the man he is in the locker room, the way he practices, leadership role. I mean, we're gonna lose a lot, you know.
He's getting a plate on his ankle.
That's heavy. I feel sorry for Marshall, but we're gonna be here for him. You know, we will be there every day to lift him up, to get him through this. We're gonna help him make it as easy as possible. But we will move on. Even though we would love to have Marshall Yonder to go along with us, but back to next man up. You know, even though, like I said, Marshall can't be fully replaced, but we have some guys in that locker room that can do a great job, and it's going to do a great job, and we're going to have 100% trust in it.
It's Kirk and Marianne, Ladarius Webb Show, every Monday night, Iron Rooster, McHenry Row. Have you ever been to London?
Never. Never. So I'm excited.
Are you packing? Getting your pack on?
No, I'm not going to pack light in case I'm going to shop or something.
Yeah, do you have time to hang out? Or
do I have time
just
to shop?
Work.
We're really going to take about an hour and 30 minutes to shop.
Okay.
I'm sure I have an hour free time.
I know you young guys do a lot of shopping online.
Yeah, or maybe I can find some stores over there that I can just online shop from over here.
Hey, right.
Let me give you a pointer. Let me give you a pointer. If you want to text people, you got to download Viber.
Viber, okay.
V-I-B-E-R.
Or WhatsApp.
Well, WhatsApp.
WhatsApp is the European
What's
one.
Up? Mm-hmm. WhatsApp.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah.
All right, great. Ladarius Webb Show. And you're going to be doing this next Monday, jet lagged, after the Jacksonville victory, right?
That's going to be a long show. But I'll be here.
All right.
I know. I was like, are we getting Monday? Are we not doing Monday? Oh, no. Maybe. He's coming in.
Send a substitute to
you.
Right. Yeah.
Send a proxy.
No, I'll be here. I'll be here.
All right.
Ladarius Webb, number 21. Ladarius got his own show on 98
Rock. Yes, man.
We're awesome. Back with more from Iron Rooster after this on 98 Rock.
WIYY HD1 Baltimore. Live from Iron Rooster and McHenry Row. The Ladarius Webb Show on 98 Rock.
That's right. Thanks to our friends at Vibrancy 21, Iron Rooster, and a bunch of other sponsors we'll get to later on. Ladarius, did you ever think you were going to have your own show when you're thinking back as a kid, sitting on your bed?
Never.
In Alabama?
Never, but it feels awesome.
Yeah.
I see
it's
your boy.
All mine.
Look at 41 in the house.
Levine.
Anthony Levine Sr.
Hey.
Yeah. He's like, I see you, but I ain't coming over there. I was up there last week.
Chicken and waffles.
Chicken and waffles.
Yeah, I know why.
Chicken and waffles.
I know. Hey, thanks for coming. Yeah.
That is very cool. Hoping to see number 24, Brandon Carr.
Yeah, he got me. He missed a couple times, but yeah.
Oh, you missed a turn or two.
You know, talking about when you said you're a little kid sitting on the bed. When was there the? About when did you think? I think I can make it in the NFL. Like, when did you start to say? At what point, like high school?
Well, I always
college?
Wanted to go to the NBA, personally.
Oh.
Really?
I played football. I always wanted to be like my oldest brother. So he played football. I played football. He moved to quarterback. I moved to quarterback.
Yeah.
I stuck with it, but
aren't you like the fourth string quarterback? Or you could run plays if you have to.
I think I can run the option a little bit. But then I always just thought I was going to play basketball. I love it so
much.
Wow.
When did it switch to NFL dreams?
Once college ended. Once I have four-year colleges for football, and basketball, it was a lot of junior colleges, so I chose football, and
nice.
I guess that was the right path.
And you know what's strange?
I think it worked out for you, yeah.
So he's got hoops, he got football, and then the softball turn. I mean, yes, the softball. So you're doing it all.
Yeah, that's what I did in high school, though. I didn't know what was going to be my path. I just knew that I wanted to make it out of where I was from.
Mm-hmm.
So I played football, I played basketball, baseball, I ran track. I just wanted to do something that gave me a chance to get out of there. I didn't know what it was going to be. It could have been track. I just wanted to give it my all to all of them and make sure I was doing my schoolwork.
Mm-hmm.
So to give me a chance. And that's how I think a person is responsible for themselves, a kid, you know.
Smart.
Do the things you're supposed to do to give yourself a chance to get out of there.
Yeah.
You talk about some things that the Ravens may need to clean up a little bit, and I think even Weddle said, we give away some plays, and we could face trouble down the road if we don't clean those things up. How hard is it? And you hear the term clean that up. How hard is it to go in there, see what went wrong, fix it for next time?
Oh, that's easy. I mean, we're professionals. That's when professionalism steps in. We can see, we can correct it on the sideline, actually, right after it happened. Mm-hmm. Because basically most of those mistakes that we did, they're taken care of. But we're just going to look through it, break it down a little bit slower, so we can won't have that mistake next time when we're going full speed. But the mistakes are mostly corrected already. But we're going to go in and keep working on it and how we can get it better and make it easier, and so we won't mess it up next time.
Mm-hmm.
Jacksonville beat Houston in the first game, but they got curb stomped pretty much yesterday by Tennessee. So Jacksonville, they can be had. And their quarterback, if it's Blake Bortles or Chad Henne or somebody, he's not lighting the world up. Look, I get that they get paid, but this ain't Tom Brady you're going to London to face.
I mean, but they're hungry. I mean, they won the first game to give them a lot of confidence, came back and feel like the second game slipped away. Like they kind of took it for granted. Now they're looking to get back on the right track, so they're going to give us their A game. They're going to bring their everything to the Ravens. And plus, we the Ravens. Everybody going to give us their best shot.
Yeah.
So we got to be prepared for it. And, I mean, they're a good team. You can't just judge them off last week. You just kind of got to take it one week at a time.
They're a good team. But the Ravens are a good team, 2-0!
Yeah.
That feels good.
Next,
you just gotta every now and then you gotta stand up and make sure everybody knows what's up.
Because
if you don't beat your chest, I will.
Well, yes, I'm gonna let you be my LeVar. You be my LeVar.
I don't know
be
if this LeVar. Is like a jinxy ball. Question to ask. Like if I'm jinxing anything.
If you gotta think of his jinxy, don't ask it.
Really? Okay.
yeah.
Ask me.
I won't.
Yeah.
I'll ask you during the break, and then if it's legit, we'll ask.
Okay.
Him.
Yeah. Ask him. Yeah. On the side.
Hey, thanks to our friends at Raskin Global and Sierra Pacific. Anthony Carreo, team of Long and Foster Real Estate, Chris Construction, they're all out here. We'll hit some more later on. Give it up, Iron Rooster, Ladarius Webb, and the Ladarius Webb Show, number 21 on 98 Rock. That's right. Iron Rooster, chicken pot pie going down, smooth, creamy.
Woo.
Ladarius Webb Show is going on. Kirk and Marianne here, our friends at the Iron Rooster. At number 24, Brandon Carr is in the house.
Look,
he's getting let up like his first take or something. Check it out. Oh, man, coming through.
Here he is.
So, Webb.
What's up?
How hard was it to have Brandon join and become one of you guys in that defensive back room?
Oh, that was easy.
That was the easy part. What's up, Brandon? Give it up for Brandon Carr, y'all.
Yeah.
It don't feel like he was never in the room.
It
worked the same way with Tony Jefferson. When they came in, it just seemed like they always been there. So we're just one.
Welcome to Baltimore, Brandon. I've seen you a few times. Marianne, Brandon Carr.
Hello.
Brandon Carr, Marianne.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Two games, two picks. You're doing what they brought you here to do. How's it feel so far? Good?
It feels good. I'm in a good spot right now. You know, a good locker room. The guys are... you know, eager to get after the ball, get after the ball, and, you know, I'm just falling in line. It's contagious.
You started out, I talked to you this past week, and you really got it rolling against the Bengals with the first interception, and now you jump in again. What is it with you guys? You're sort of like homing in on the ball.
We got a lot of veteran players in the back end, you know. People didn't take into account for that. You know, we got a lot of guys. I come from Dallas, and, Jimmy's been here. Tony's come from Arizona. Waddle's come from L.A. or the new L.A. So, and he's been a guy that's always been a staple in his backfield. So, you know, we come together with the mindset of being great. You know, that's from day one. We had the mindset of being great, and we're going to work hard for it. It takes a lot to be great. You know, every single day you got to put yourself up to the highest standard possible, and that's what we hold ourselves to.
Can I ask him this question?
Yeah.
Did you see Ezekiel Elliott not chase the dude down? He sort of walked a little bit. I'm like, if that was a Raven, he'd have been like hustling after. Don't let Johnny do it. You're going to get out there and do it. That was a big topic of conversation all day today. Did Zeke quit on his team? So. Did Zeke quit on his team?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, Zeke is a guy at Dallas, and you know,
you jumped
Dallas,
right in.
Yeah, I need to answer this one. He's in Dallas. You know, they have a lot of attention. They're always talking about America's team, and any little thing those guys do going to get highlighted, and especially with Zeke and with his suspension stuff, and with them losing. They're going to look for every excuse of why the Dallas Cowboys didn't win, other than they just wasn't better than Denver.
Brandon?
So, I don't need to say too much. You know, it's always a spotlight in Dallas. And, you know, with one game, they lose one game, and the whole world is coming to an end. But, you know, me being there, you win the next game, and everybody is off your back, and they're calm, and it's the relax button you got to hit. You know, so I feel like they had a firepower. They know the division. They're going to take care of business, so they're good.
Ladarius Webb Show, Brandon Carr joining in, special guest. How much thought went into moving north to Baltimore, a place that you probably didn't dream about moving to? How much thought, you and your family, agents, or whoever goes into making the decisions, how much went into it?
Well, it was a family decision. You know, it was at this point in my career, it was more about business. You know, I love Dallas. That's where I'm going to call home, hopefully. My kids love it. I have foundation set up, but, you know, it's time for Brandon to play some good football. I play with some in a good scheme and in a good system with some good guys, and I got an opportunity to choose where I wanted to go, and I look across the board and see these different lineups and rosters, and even though he's not on it at the time, but I know this capability that he can be there, but I know that this organization is an organization that has been on my blackboard for a very long time.
Wow.
Before I even got drafted as a dominant defensive team that appreciates a defender, and that's who you want to play for.
The Iron Man.
Yes, yes, yes.
Brandon Carr, Ladarius Webb, Ladarius Webb Show. Give it up, everybody. 2-0 on the way across the pond to London. We'll come back and spend a little more time with number 21 and number 24, Ladarius Webb Show 98 Rock.
Live from Iron Rooster and McHenry Row, this is the Ladarius Webb Show on 98 Rock.
Daggone right. Food is good. I love the shirt. It says breakfast all day, lunch, supper, drinks. I mean, that covers everything.
Yeah.
Then they got
that's
the Pop Tarts.
You need in life.
You're checking your points.
Yeah, they should have said Pop Tarts.
On the Pop Tarts.
I only have 2 points left for the day, but it was worth it.
Hey, the Pop Tarts are killer.
You know, at least they own it.
Dang, on. I look rough, man. I need to grow that hair back on top. Speaking
is that
of hair,
Instagram?
Used to have. Didn't used to be braided up?
Yeah, I just had to
dread it.
And Brandon got the dreads.
Yeah, he got them.
Every now and then, you'll see somebody grab some hair out of the helmet. You never on defense. You don't really have to worry about that.
Not yet. Don't jinx me though. I'm trying to score still.
Yeah,
so
that's a good thing though. If they grab your dress, that means you got an interception. You running with the ball. That's what I have to talk.
Pull it out. Hey, give it back to me when I score. Hey,
that's right.
I appreciate it.
Have you had a hard time finding your way around? Are you GPSing it or Uber? You know, a new city.
So today, right? I live down the street.
Right.
I had an address queued up. He gave it to me.
Oh.
But my second guessing.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's not this close. So I drove under the tunnel.
Oh.
You're way down.
That's what you do.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait,
she likes to go towards D.C.?
I went to the Iron Rooster.
Like, oh,
the other one. But, you know, I drive really fast. So I get there quicker than most people.
I was rolling.
You asked Ladarius earlier, and I'm not sure if he even gave the answer, but when did you know you could be an NFL player? I mean, and you went to Grand Valley State, not really the Alabamas of the world. You and Judon.
I knew about 11th grade me and my friends got our first trainer, and he was a guy, like, he was hard. My first day with training with him, we finished our training going to the back room of his facility. It was like 300 reps of abs, flipping over, push-ups, this and that, turning, to the point where I went home that night and I had nightmares where I was waking up tossing and turning like I'm doing the same workout. The next day I woke up and I told my mom, I said, I'm not going back. I'm done.
I'm done.
I'm a basketball player. I grew up playing basketball from Flint, Michigan.
Yeah, we played basketball.
I said, no, I'm not going to do this. But I played football because my brother played football. My year was the first year we had a fourth grade youth league team building up. So I played. Got to high school, whatever, and I'm like, I'm too small. I'm like 5'5"
for a minute,
130 pounds yeah, as a ninth grader. So I'm like, I'm a quarterback too, running the option. Like, nah, I can't do this, mom. But my friends came and got me that second day of training. Knocked on my door, came and got me off. It's crazy, off the toilet.
You see, my man looked around.
Nice.
True friends got me off the toilet. My mom let him have it. Yeah. Took me out, and from day two of my training, 11th grade year, I knew that I had a shot to make it because I knew I was going to eventually be at some point 5'11 or 6 foot or something.
Right.
And my basketball will help me with my cornerback situation. And I just kept on believing myself, kept on grinding. We grind so hard coming up from little old Flint, Michigan, basketball turning to football players. We the first ones out of our city to actually get scholarships playing football. It was a big deal.
You hear that, kids? If you know, stick with the dream and roll with it.
That's
even if you're 5'5", 135 pounds.
Mm-hmm. And follow your big brother.
And both of you guys did the same thing.
Might not be your big brother.
Yes, that's what Kirk did.
I follow my big brother into radio, so I'm glad he wasn't playing like, you know, high lie or hockey or something.
Yeah.
All right, it's Brandon. It's Ladarius, Kirk, and Marianne. Ladarius Webb Show, Iron Rooster, 98 Rock. We'll wrap things up after this.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The man got his show. Ladarius Webb Show, number 21. Thanks to Vibrancy 21. Brandon Carr is here. Why did you pick 24? Has that always been your number?
39 was my number, right?
Yeah.
So, interesting story. When I got to Kansas City, I was 24 in college.
Yeah.
Got to KC, and I got drafted with Brandon Flowers, the second-round draft pick. I'm walking to my locker. I see the equipment guys coming out with a 24 jersey. So
and you're like, here we go.
It's coming to me. And they walk right past me.
Where is Flowers
I walk
now?
To his number, but I get 39. So, you know, Herm Edwards drafted me. His number is part of
Kansas City.
Kind of wacky as well. So I'm like,
he was 46.
All I want is a shot in the NFL.
Yeah.
I don't care about the number. I'm going to make it. So 39 stuck with me. I tried to change it my second year, but it's like, no, you played every game. You made some plays, I guess, whatever.
39.
So I kept it. So I said, you know, I'm going to figure out a way to make this thing look pretty sexy.
It's a
enticing.
Bad number. It is a bad number. It's just
it says a
it's
bad
too
number.
Big
no,
and fat.
Bad and good or bad?
Well, I mean, 3 and 9.
Tell him it's good.
Who's the greatest that. Number 39 ever besides you?
Brandon Carr. it depends on the font.
I would say Larry Zonka.
Yeah.
The font of the jersey determines if the number is good or not.
Okay.
So anyway, I rocked it for a long time, trying to work on my sock game, my sleeve game, all that. I don't know if it worked, but it landed me in Dallas you know, for 5 years, my dream team, whatever, whatever. I got an opportunity to come here. Danny Woodhead signed before me, so he got the number.
Yep.
I was.
That was interesting.
I'm telling my secrets. I was going to give Maurice.
Kennedy?
Hit the whatever for the number. Like, I want to, like, be a veteran guy, like, coming in. I'll give you my car, I'll give you some money for my number so I can say I did it to my kids.
Yeah.
But he gave it up by that time. You know? I guess nobody wants 39 as a corner. It's like a fullback number. So
it is.
Yeah.
So Woodhead, I said, you too old for that. You keep the number. I'm going to go back to my college. 24 is my college number.
Yeah.
So I'm back to my old school.
You made it work. Got
it
all.
Made it work.
Full circle.
Yep.
What about you, Webby? I mean, 21 is
I wore number 20. In college, I wanted 20 when I got to the NFL,
Ed
not knowing I was
Reed.
Coming here. Because I used to love Ed, you know,
yeah.
So I used to play safety thinking I was Ed with the number 20. And when I got here, I knew I wasn't going to get that. They tried to put me in 37.
Ooh.
And I saw 37. And I'm just like,
no Pro Bowl.
I'm looking like, what other number is free? You know, I remember looking at Fabian Washington and I didn't know if Fabe was Fabe or McAllister. I didn't know. I was just like, ain't you number? Just like, no, the number's free. It was the year he left. I came in. I was like, can I have 21?
Yeah, is there bargaining? Like
and
a bargain?
They said, yeah.
Yes.
And it was just, that was me ever since.
Love
it first.
Like,
is there superstitions involved with the numbers?
Well,
I would think you guys are all really superstitious.
No, they're just my number now. I've been there for 9 years, 21.
Good. No,
you'd have to ask
yours.
Chris Matthews about 13.
I used to be superstitious, like as far as game day, I get up and don't brush my teeth.
Oh, no.
Because I want to be, like, real gritty when I was in Kansas City.
Yeah.
I always get an apple juice to drink like I was in college.
Yeah,
apple juice
like
and water stuff. For my pregame meal. But as I got older, it was like, let's try
brush my teeth.
Try something different. Oh, you get an interception. Oh, you won the game. It's like, No yeah, more superstition. No more. Yeah. Go play ball.
It is what it is.
Hey, we got to wrap it up, but it was great. Appreciate you coming out, Brandon, Ladarius, as always. Good luck in London.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank and 3-0 and heading
trip.
Into Pittsburgh. But no, one game at a time. Business trip, Jacksonville Jaguars. Hey, make some noise for Brandon and Ladarius.
Business trip. Well, we got a business shopping trip.
Let's go, Ravens. Thanks to Yay. Iron Rooster. And we'll see you here next week, hopefully talking about 3-0, Ladarius Webb Show on 98 Rock.